Kevin Cheveldayoff, still new general manager of the Winnipeg, yet-to-be-named Winnipeg NHL franchise. Firstly, just about the announcement today that Claude Noel is going to be the first NHL coach in Winnipeg. Can you talk about the process of looking for a coach, and you know how what was the maybe the final factor that determined that you guys wanted to go with Claude as the first head coach?
Well, there's lots of things that went in with respect to the interview process. Some very, very good candidates, some very good hockey people. Certainly it was something that we didn't go into it lightly. We did a lot of due diligence around the hockey world and, making sure that, we knew a lot about, all the individuals that we were talking about. But ultimately, in the end, the determining factor was that, Claude was the right guy for this team, right now. The X's and O's and the different aspects of the game, we felt very comfortable with all the candidates. But Claude's a teacher. We have a young team. Claude's teams have always found a way to overachieve, and that's the kind of thing that we need to have moving forward. So we're excited about the opportunity and looking forward to the next challenges ahead.
I interviewed Zinger about 5 minutes ago, and I asked him this, and I'll ask you again too. Is there maybe one player that yourself and the scouts are hoping drops to number seven, or is there one player that you guys are keen on, whether that's a position or a certain player?
Well, the scouts have done a great job of identifying our list. The type of players that we covet, both from the talent and the character and that kind of standpoint. So the beauty of picking number seven right now is that you have the option of getting a very good player. The uncertainty of picking number seven is you don't know how things are going to fall. There's always someone that goes higher than you think, and there's always someone that goes lower than you think. And does it happen at seven? Does it happen earlier? Does it happen later? That's the intrigue of the draft.
Getting off the draft questions for a second, it's been just over 2 weeks since you were announced as the general manager. How many people on the streets of Winnipeg are coming up to you and congratulating you and welcoming you to Winnipeg?
Quite a few. It's been great, actually. Everyone's shown the passion and the excitement of what's in store for this franchise. So it is exciting. The people do recognize me, but it's fun. I enjoy talking hockey with them and hearing their opinions. It seems like it's been a long time. It has only been 2 weeks, but there's so many things that have happened and so many things yet to happen.
Obviously, the hiring a head coach and preparing for the draft has been on your agenda, and there's obviously other things on your agenda. How are you juggling all these things? Is it as simple as a schedule, or are you do you have a whiteboard around you at all times?
I have Zinger around me at all times, and Zinger makes sure that we tackle all the lists that we need to tackle, and every single day we close the day out by making sure we're on top of the things that we have to get to the next day, and the next morning we're right on it again. So it's an exciting time. It's an exciting process. Lots of decisions have been made. Many, many, many more decisions to come.
Kevin, are you at all considering trading a draft pick, or have there been any serious inquiries about certain players or that first round draft pick?
Oh, there's been lots of inquiries about the pick, lots of inquiries about players. It's a manager's job to inquire and get a pulse of what's going on, who's interested in what, not only with his own team but around the league and to know. So, certainly seen a lot of blockbuster stuff yesterday with Philadelphia, and it remains to be seen. Sometimes these drafts are active, sometimes they're not.